fighting for water rights and, you know, who really owns the water and that type of thing is going to be a big issue.
As the battle over water rights involving the R9 Ranch continues, Executive Director Doug Williams stops by to talk about the economics of water on this episode of the Post Podcast.
They have something that they don't want to give up, and at least in their minds, it's theirs, and we should not be able to take their water, although I think they have acknowledged that we own the land, we own the water rights, and we have a right to transfer it. And I think they're just at this point trying to negotiate how much we transfer. But I think that's just kind of a sign of the way things are today, is we don't want to share. They're fine to pump it for crops, and we could go down there and put center pivots on it and pump 7,000 acre feet a year onto that or whatever the number is. They get excited when we pump 4,800 acre feet, which I think is what we're entitled to under the calculation that exists under these water laws. They are fighting for what they believe is theirs when it's arguably ours.
So looking at the big picture, and I think this is really, to me, looks like a microcosm of what we're seeing out west. We're seeing it state to state. We're seeing even the last couple of days, there was a Native American reservation that is sued and lost for their water rights. As our population continues to shift and become more, you might say urban, but move to population centers like Hayes, Dodge City, Garden City, et cetera, how is this going to shape the way our whole state kind of operates long term?
Well, I think the next 50 years, you know, water is going to be the issue that many, many communities face and are facing already. The one thing about Ellis County and Russell County as being the members of this, the owners of the R9 Ranch, we started proactive conservation efforts long ago and do as well as really any place else in the country in terms of the water use per citizen on a daily basis. So we're well ahead of the rest of the country in terms of conservation efforts. But fighting for water rights and, you know, who really owns the water and that type of thing is going to be a big issue. And there is established law on this. Some of it hasn't been tested yet. And I think the city of Hayes and Russell are broaching this new, these regulations and the courts will kind of decide some of this, you know, water is foundational for any community to survive and thrive. You've got to have that. And, you know, Doug Griffiths is an author. He wrote 13 Ways to Kill Your Community. And number one was don't worry about water. If you want to kill your community, just don't worry about water. And thank goodness the former commissions had the foresight to look at options and ultimately land on purchasing the R9 Ranch and a plan to pump water up to Hayes and Russell and potentially others in the area. It is a solution that can certainly meet our needs for the next 50 to 100 years once it's in place.
You know, taking out the water needs for agriculture production, just thinking of population centers, you know, and I'm from one of the smallest communities probably in the state and have a great love for those small communities. But does it make sense economically for towns in Edwards County like Kinsley or Lyons, not Lyons, what doesn't matter? Does it make sense for them to fight for that water against larger communities like Hayes?
Well, I don't think it does. I think, you know, it seems to me, and I'm not picking on farmers necessarily, but farmers are very conscious of property rights and what their rights are with property they own. And I understand that. I agree that if it's their property and they have water rights, they should be able to, within the parameters of the law, be able to do what they do. And yet we own the land. We have the water rights, and suddenly we shouldn't be able to pump it for our use. And so that's where you get into these kind of things. And I believe in the end we will prevail. I believe in the end we will be pumping water from Edwards County to Hayes and Russell in the next 10 years. unfortunately, their posturing and their litigation has slowed the process down considerably, thus creating a much higher price to do this. And, you know, they even made some comments the other night at the meeting that, that you can't afford to do it. You know, they made this judgment on our behalf, evidently, mm-hmm. that somebody said, you can't afford to do this because it's $140 million or whatever the cost of that is. But the reality is, yes, it is a lot of money, but we certainly will not grow without additional water supply, but we won't stay the same without additional water supply because we're in a drought now. And I made the comment that got a few snickers the other night about the recruiting slogan we had back in the last drought, which is, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. That doesn't instill confidence in companies and individuals who would consider moving to our community when that is the outlook that you have because of you're going through a drought and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's not like organizations like Grow Hayes and the larger economic development groups out here in Western Kansas champion those businesses. We talked about several times over the years about we don't want, or we can't really have a meatpacking plant come in. We don't have the water for it. And other businesses, we're being very selective. So it's not like this is opening the floodgates, you might say, and just letting any kind of business come in just because now we have this supply of secondary water.
Not at all. We've always been good stewards of the water we have. We'll be good stewards of the water that comes from Edwards County. There are certain types of businesses that just don't fit our geography because of the limitations we have. And just because we gain additional water sources doesn't mean we're going to recruit that type of business. And look at that. That's not what would happen. We'll still be very conscious of the amount of water a prospective company uses in, say, a manufacturer or something like that. And there will continue to be businesses that don't fit. But there are some that do fit that are not large water users, but do have concerns about the level of water that we have. And so not only for their use in whatever their manufacturing or whatever their business uses are, but for the people that work there to be able to, you know, have water when they want to go take a shower, turn on the spigot and take a shower, you know. So this is a life-sustaining opportunity, I guess, or need. And that's why it's so important that we get this done and get on with it.
And again, going back to the kind of where the population actually lives here in Western Kansas, I think about recently there was a story, we had it on Hayes Post. Walmart was opening up a meat transfer plant, I believe. It's going to employ 600-700 people. That kind of business is, again, not one we'd want here because of those water constrictions. But I think about those smaller communities. Like, say Walmart wanted to go into a place like Lewis. They have the water. But would they ever have the population to support an operation like that?
No, nor do we. You know, if Walmart wanted to come here with a whatever type of operation and need 600 or 700 people, we would not be able to do that. And we can sit here all day and say that, well, the people would, you know, if you build it, they will come. That's just not the kind of growth we're going to have in the foreseeable future. We're going to have small incremental growth. Things like what our microfactory is designed to do, which is start small companies and allow them to grow, start with 5 or 6 people, and hopefully they grow to 15 or 20 people. But the big hits, the Travenols that occurred back in the 70s or 60s, whenever that was, those opportunities, the way that our demographics are right now, are just not available to us. And so we've got to look at things a little bit differently. But again, water is foundational. It's existential, basically. We cannot exist without an adequate water supply. Neither can any other community. And so that's why this is so important.
You know, I wonder, on that kind of a bigger note, if areas like Edwards County, those more rural Western Kansas communities and areas, if they had the water and had the businesses, or I guess my question is, what kind of businesses could come in into Edwards County and capitalize on that water that would be an overall economic benefit to the state rather than pumping it here?
Well, I think communities like Edwards County and small communities, I think the population of Edwards County is 1,500 or 2,000 people, something like that. You know, they need to do a little bit like what we're trying to do. You know, you need to foster small startups and try and promote that. Obviously, agriculture is the largest industry. industry in Edwards County and many like it, and how you can leverage agriculture and maybe some tourism opportunities if you have something special for people to come and see. I mean, it's a tough deal. I mean, rural America faces depopulation, and those type of areas have a far bigger challenge than like Ellis County does, because we have an interstate highway going by here. We have a university. We have a regional medical center. You know, we've got a lot of very positive things, and it's much tougher for them. But the reality is they're sitting on a lot of water. We're not. And so there is a middle ground here. The state has made laws that says how this is supposed to work. You know, we will be using a lot less water than the irrigators were using on that same land before. And so at the end of the day, I don't see how they're really harmed.
You know, and on that front as well, I wonder if we want to talk a little bit about, you know, what that does to Hayes to have that adequate supply, to know that that water is available. What does that do to the minds of maybe businesses that are coming in or people that are looking to move here?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, it takes away that underlying question that any reasonable business person is going to ask is this a good place for me to invest a lot of money in a plant, equipment, people? The doctor and his family who may be looking to move here, the college professor who may be looking to move here, is this a place where I want to move my family if we're going to have issues with water or quality of water and that type of thing? And that would just eliminate that, and that level of confidence would be much greater from those people. It just takes that question out of the equation.
And again, looking at the bigger picture then, does that create a stronger economic situation for Kansas when cities like Hayes, Salina, Garden City, again, Dodge City, have that security rather than trying to keep it that water local?
Absolutely. There's no doubt that strong communities and the larger communities, you know, we're large by Western Kansas standards, but we're certainly not large by other cities' standards and in the state. And the stronger we are, the stronger the state is, the better Kansas is as a place to live.
Doug, we've got just about a minute or so left. I wonder if we want to use that time to talk about what you got going on down at Breathe Space and Grow Hayes outside of this.
Well, as we talked a little bit before we came on the air, we have made application for a $2 million Kansas Accelerator Grant, which would be used for the construction of our child care facility, and in particular, the child care facility and the community center we're planning to construct on Canterbury in the Grove. And that is supposed to be announced today. So everybody keep their fingers crossed and hope that we get positive news on that. It would be a huge shot in the arm to get that project going. It's about a $4 to $5 million project. And so that would go a long ways towards helping us get that project done. We have some other funds lined up, we think. So, gosh, if we could get good news on that, it would be a great day.
Absolutely. Let's all hope for it. And, yeah, because talk about issues that also plague our community, child care. It's a big one.
And we're not alone.